Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. A major shakeup at the nation's central bank with the announcements on Monday that two of the Federal Reserve System's 12 Reserve Bank presidents will be retiring in the wake of trades they made last year. That's the Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren and Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan. This was while they were engineering economic policy in the depths of the crisis. And yesterday, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell was asked by the Senate Banking Committee about these trades. Take a listen.
We're also looking carefully at the trading that was done to make sure that it's in compliance with our rules and with the law.
The rules seem to have broken down. Do you think there needs to be any changes in the trade?
Yes, I'm 100% sure there is a need for those, and there will be. And I don't know precisely what they will be, but the appearance is just obviously unacceptable. And even if, as appears to be the case, these trades were in compliance with the existing rules. That just tells you the problem is that the rules and the practices and the disclosure needs to be improved, and that's what we're working on. We will rise to this moment and address this.
For more on this, let's bring in Wharton School professor Peter Conti-Brown, who's also a fellow at the Brookings Institution. You watch the Fed closely, and you also penned the book Power and Independence of the Federal Reserve. And even as I was introing that, Peter, you heard the sirens outside of my apartment, maybe a bit of a commentary on the situation over at the Fed. What's your grade on how the Fed has handled all of this, given the developments in the last few days?
Remember that the Fed is a they, not an it. And so I have some criticisms for how parts of the Fed have responded, but some praise for how the process looks to be unfolding in other parts. I think that the process that led to lawyers and central bankers thinking it's a good idea and appropriate for those central bankers to make directional bets on interest rates for their own profit is a calamity and a scandal. And so that should be the exclamation point. But once these things were reported by terrific financial journalists, I think the Board of Governors has responded well in launching an investigation, as Chairman Powell mentioned, and looking into what could possibly lead both central bankers and lawyers to think that this was a good idea, that this could be appropriate.
Well, Peter, it seems like this is an ongoing story because even though both Kaplan and Rosengren will be no longer part of the system effective next week, there's still the review that Fed Chairman Jay Powell launched a few weeks back with regards to the ethics rules. So what should it look like as they embark on that? And how much should Congress get involved here? Because we know that Sherrod Brown, the head of the Senate Banking Committee yesterday, teed up the possibility of maybe Congress introducing something. Of course, whether or not Congress can actually get anything done right now remains a separate question. But what do you think is the proper way to address this?
I think legislative threats are a very handy and longstanding tool for Congress. And so I'm glad to see Senator Brown making those moves. I would hope that Congress could evaluate the ethics framework for stock and other kinds of asset trading throughout government. I'm not sure how much the Fed should be singled out in this regard, but the spur in the side of Jay Powell and his colleagues on the Federal Open Market Committee and at the Board of Governors is very important. And what I'd like to see is for the Fed not only to, as Powell mentioned, completely rewrite its ethics rules, I think it would be very useful to have an investigation, not only for what happened and who approved these trades, but how the reappointment of central bankers, presidents of Federal Reserve banks, occurred at the Board of Governors, and whether these trades were known at the time of those reappointments. I think that's a very important part of our understanding of how Fed governance works, because we should know if the central bankers at the Board of Governors approved reappointment of Reserve Bank presidents who've been trading for their own profit.
Peter, it's Julie here. What should the ethics rules look like? Should they be, do we go in the other direction and just bar them from trading entirely while they hold their positions? Is that the safest course?
Yes. I think it's very simple. I think central bankers should never be under a cloud of suspicion that they're advocating for policies that will enrich them. And so holding assets in general market index funds over long time horizons, preferably under some sort of trust arrangement, I think is basically, that should be table stakes. We should not ever have a situation where a central banker is trying to time markets on the back of changes in interest rates, as we saw here.
Peter, one thing that complicates the whole story here is that it's a quasi-independent structure, the Federal Reserve System is. The reserve banks, which are technically supposed to be independent entities, report up to the Board of Governors in Washington, D.C. Is it clear about whether or not Powell had the ability to remove Kaplan and Rosengren? We know that they said that they're retiring, which, of course, is a bit conspicuous given the timing that they both announced on the same day, even when they, a few weeks ago, apologized for all of this and then said they would be selling their stakes. Both of those announcements came at the same time in emails to the press. So, of course, it's possible the board could have coordinated some of this, but from a legal standpoint, could Powell have removed them if he wanted to and then said so after the fact?
That's a great question. I'm not sure what the appetite is for our viewers on the technical legal aspect, but the statute says that the Board of Governors can remove any officer of the Reserve Bank so long as the cause for that removal is communicated in writing. And that word cause is important because it might mean that the cause has to be for specific reasons of malfeasance. Would this rise to that level? That's a great legal question. I think it's extremely unlikely that we would ever see a Reserve Bank president suing the Board of Governors and have courts resolve this. What I think is likelier is that even if Kaplan and Rosengren came to their own conclusions about these resignations, I would venture a guess that their resignations was the topic of some very pointed conversations from the Board of Governors. So even if they lacked that legal tool with clarity, I'm guessing that Jay Powell could be very persuasive in those conversations.
All right. Well, we'll definitely have you back on when we get some more updates on that Fed review. We have no idea how long that'll take. But Wharton School Professor Peter Conti-Brown, also a fellow at the Brookings Institution, thanks for helping us break that down this morning.